Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Vineet Nayar is Chief Executive Officer and full-time board director of HCL Technologies Limited, one of the world's fastest-growing information technology services companies. With over 55,000 employees in 26 countries, Vineet joined HCL in 1985 after earning his MBA from XLRI, one of the leading business management schools in Asia. And in 1993, he started his own company, ComNet, where he pioneered the innovative management practice, Employee First, Customer Second, EFCS, which is now taught as a case study at Harvard Business School. He's the author of a brand new book, Employee First, Customer Second, Turning Conventional Management Upside Down. Vineet, welcome to Edgewise.
Thank you for inviting me.
To begin with, tell me a little about HCL Technologies.
HCL is a global IT services company. We compete with the global IT majors. We work with most of the Fortune 500 companies, creating new innovative products for them, creating IPs for them, helping them transform the way they run their businesses, making them digital, and reducing their costs.
All right. Not only do you do innovative work, but you manage innovatively. The company is known for its EFCS program. What exactly do you mean by employees first, customers second?
Most of us in the corporate world do not know when to transform. It's like aging. Mm-hmm. When you meet a friend after 25 years, you suddenly wake up and saying, I've changed. It happens to the companies. They age without realizing that they're aging and they become obsolete.
Right.
So it happened to us. By year 2000, we were number one in anything and everything which we did. By year 2005, we had lost the leadership which we had gained over the last 20 years. And we asked ourselves, how do we build a business model which is not only sustainable in leadership, but is quite unique and different compared to others? So that's the background. The second truth about most of us is for every one Google or any one Apple, there are thousands and thousands of people who don't make it. So the question we asked is, if you want to succeed in business as a manager, forget about CEOs, let's talk about a manager. Is what you do important or how you do important? Hmm. So then we dug deeper in terms of what do you mean by how you do? And then we came up with a few questions. The first question we asked is, where is the true value created in any organization? The answer is, it is in the interface of the employees and the customer. The second question is, therefore, what business should the management of the company be in to maximize the value being created in the interface of the employee and the management? So you are in the business of convincing the employees what is the right thing to do, not directing the employees.
Yeah.
So if those two questions are obvious, how should the management structure, management philosophy, management ethos be structured so that you can do what the company is supposed to do?
Okay. So what can they do?
Make the management accountable to the employees. Mm-hmm. So once we understood those three questions, it was quite obvious that as long as the company is obsessive about listening to its employees and ensuring that it enables, enthuses, encourages the employees in the value zone, our employees will create more value than our competitors, and that will become the compelling differentiator between us and everybody else. So therefore, we should be in the business of employees first, customers second, and that how could actually lead to competitive differentiation, which will be very difficult for others to replicate.
In your book, you mentioned the bigger the company is, the more important it is that employees go first. Now, why is that?
The larger the company is, the more difficult it is for one person or a group of people to run the company. Hmm. When you do a startup, the guy who innovates is the head. He gets a bunch of friends together. They all think together. They work together. It is an employee-first organization.
Right.
Once the startup becomes very successful, unfortunately, you suddenly start believing the innovator could also be the executor and constantly innovating despite the fact that you have thousands and thousands of people. And that is the time the value zone, which is the employees, moves far away from the control zone. And therefore, large companies start slowing down without realizing that they have slowed down.
Right.
The employees first, customer second is the ethos of how startup companies get created. But when they become bigger, they don't keep the same spirit intact.